Now let's go to the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. Let's go to the first verse. And he, Jesus, began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, right there in the lake. The whole multitude was beside by the sea on the land. He taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, "Hearken, behold, listen." There's a problem. That's the first problem. Listen, then look. Listen and let the words paint a picture. Listen and see. And he talked about a sower went out to sow. Now, go to the 14th verse then, and the sower soweth the word. Now, that's what this is, that's what this parable is about. It's about the word of God. The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard. Now, first thing he said was listen. When they have heard, Satan comes immediately. You remember what Jesus said in John 10:10? The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Steal what? The word. That was sown in their hearts. Now the word does its part. Let's look at Luke 21:33. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. Is just surfeiting is just overindulgence, just going way overboard. You can do that with food. You can do that with alcohol. You can do it with gossip. Drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now hold on to that. Let's go back over here now to Mark. And you'll see it in his teaching here. Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, make a little mark on the word heard. That's the first time. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, that's number two, immediately receive it with gladness. Why? Faith came. They immediately received it with gladness and have no root in themselves and so endure but for a time. It did. They stayed with it for a while. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. That one works most of the time. That's the one that the devil has gotten a lot of to get offense. Anything he can do to get you to be offended. Yes. Anything. Yes. Anything. Come on. Anything to get your attention away from the word.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh, you're excited, but the word of healing has come. And the devil said, isn't that wonderful? You believe you're healed now. Oh, yes, I really do. Do you remember what a sister so-and-so said? Well, you know, she was sick with that, and she, she said that it wasn't the will of God for her to be healed. Hmm. You remember she said that? Well, yeah, but don't you? Yeah, but you remember she said that. Well, yeah. She, you remember the other thing she said? About you? I wish I hadn't thought about that. You old.
Come on, say it.
Now, you there for a little while, you were glad. I wish I hadn't thought about that. Well, don't dwell on it. Amen. Kick it out.
Amen. That's
right. Say, no, no, no. No, 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 no. I know what you're trying to do, devil. You're trying to steal this word out of me. And I refuse to be offended. Amen. In fact, every time you bring her up, I'm going to pray for her.
There you go.
And I think I'll just call her and pray for her and tell her I love her. Right. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Glory to God. But most don't do that. These are the people which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word. It has to get in. Let's talk about these things. Among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares, the thorns are the cares of this world, the worries, the problems, I just don't know what I'm going to do about this. I just pray and pray and pray, and it seems like nothing happens. And maybe it wasn't God's will. That's it. That's probably it right there. It's entering in. What do I do? Well, you turn to 1 Peter 5. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, which is the Spirit of God, casting the whole of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Read it in the Classic Amplified. All of your cares, worries, anxieties, once and for all, over on Him. Now, I've demonstrated this in a lot of ways, in a lot of different times. And who wants to help me demonstrate this? Okay. Now, you come up and say, Brother Copeland, may I see your preaching notebook? I don't have it. I didn't say there wasn't one. But you know what the problem with this is? It's mine.
Man.
It's my care. Now, I own that book. And the problem is people get to the place where they own that worry and anxiety. Mm. Now, did you see how quickly he handed that back to me? I'll tell you what, God will do the same thing because it isn't his. It's yours. It's your care. It's your worry. It is your problem. Can you do that? Can you cast that care? Oh, yes. But thoughts you can't fight thoughts with thoughts. It just doesn't work very well. Amen. Well, now what am I going to do? Well, you have a book. So turn in it to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, you could go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and it'll do the same thing, but this spells it out. Now, I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons, say weapons.
Yes.
Now, listen and behold. Think about weapons. Whew. And some of this big stuff's going to take an atomic weapon to blow it out of your head. But mighty. Dunamis. Dynamin. That Greek word dynamin is where the word dynamite came from. Might. Dynamite. Mighty. Mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imagination, the cross-reference says reasonings, worries, and that kind of thing, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, what? Of thought, when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. We belong to him. We belong to the Anointed One. We belong to the Messiah. We belong to the Anointed One. And through Him, His anointing is in and on us.
Yes. Yes.
And our words are anointed if we'll pull them out of that book and begin, and that thought comes around and says, no, I don't touch that in my thought life. I do not touch that. So, let's go back now to Mark. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we'll pick up where we were. Thank you. In this fourth chapter. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things. The definition of the word lust is a longing or a craving for something that is forbidden. That's what happens on a diet. You are lusting after that food. The deceitfulness of riches. Not the riches themselves, but the deceitfulness of it. I'll tell you, if I just had more money, I'd in this time of inflation, if I just had more money, why do you not have enough money? Well, I don't have a job. Well, that's understandable. Why don't you have a job? I got mad and quit. Well, you really something, aren't you? You quit right on time. And now you're stuck. You're mad because you quit, and you're trying to figure out a way to blame God for it.
Come on.
But it's entering in. And you don't have time to, and every time you walk up to that gas pump, you're going to blame it on the president. Now you're walking in unforgiveness where he's concerned. You walk up to the gas pump with an exceeding great and precious promise. You grab a hold of that gas pump with a smile on your face. Glory to God. My God meets all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Fill her up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then the 20th, these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. In that 20th verse, that's the fourth time he said they heard it. And then you come on down and said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. When you get through with this teaching, 10 times the word hear was used. Not counting where he started over here at the first, listen, but in his teaching in this, 10 times he said it. 10 times he said, listen, listen, make a point of listening, learn how to listen. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be put on a candlestick? For there is nothing hidden which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man, any person have ears to hear, if he has ears to hear, if he has ears to hear, if he has ears to hear, what does that mean? Has he made a decision of quality to be a listener? I've learned this over the years. I've learned it where I'm concerned. And it took some training to keep from doing this. When someone comes up to me and begins to talk to me, and then I start thinking about how I'm going to answer this, and I don't hear what they said. Particularly when they said their name. That's a big problem. Have ears to hear. How do you get that? Well, now, how would you say you get that? Since Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain," he was pointing to a specific mountain when he said that. "Whosoever shall say unto this," whosoever shall what? Say. Words filled with power. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." He said it three times, believing once. Then he used it. "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive ears to hear." When you pray, believe you receive it. When you pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you, listen, you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you pray, believe. When you pray, believe you receive it. When you pray, believe you receive it, and you will have it. And when you stand praying, I mean, you're just standing there. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Oh, that's all part of the whole thing. Why? Because faith won't work in an unforgiving heart. No. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, so that your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. Well, now, isn't that what Jesus said? They said, "Teach us how to pray." He said, "Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that have trespassed against us." Huh? You have to do it. Some of you right now are thinking, "Well, yeah, well, do it. You have ears to hear, do it." Didn't say what you want to do. There's a gap in your faith right now. Forgive if you have aught against any. Do it. Obedience. Obedience. Be obedient to the Word. Be obedient to the Master Himself. Because we've already read the master plan, or we could say the Master's plan, and it's thoughts of good and prosperity.
Yes.
All the time. Good and prosperity. That's what he's thinking. That's what he's planning. So let's begin to plan the same thing by being prosperous in our thoughts, prosperous in our lives, prosperous in our ways. And he also said, "I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers."
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The words you speak have the power to direct your life, but God gave you a choice. Will you speak according to the life-giving Word of God or according to the world? Get Choose Life, Choose Words. Four messages by Kenneth Copeland and train yourself to speak only life every day. God's plan has always been to get his blessing to you, and your words have the power to release it. Jesus said to seek first his kingdom, and everything you need will be added to you. When you learn to do things God's way and say what God says, your life will thrive. Even when the rest of the world is in famine, you can be a distributor of God's blessing. That's what his blessing is all about. Find out what God's word says, align your mouth with it, and live in the unforced rhythms of his grace. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, Choose Life, Choose Words, free on MP3 disc or DVD. Your voice, the words you speak, determine the conditions of your life. So choose God's word and live a blessed life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Today is Election Day here in the United States. We are voting in the November 8th midterm elections. Brother Copeland has taught us that our vote is our seed, and our vote is our voice, and voting is our responsibility. So we do our part and pray and vote. This nation has a covenant with God. It was founded upon biblical principles based in God's unchanging truth, which is his word. Partners and friends around the world, pray in faith with us for our nation and its leaders. We are believing for America to have a spiritual awakening unto God. Be sure to watch America Stands tonight on americastands.us, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. For live election coverage, including up-to-the-minute reporting and commentary from trusted political experts and guests, this is all in the spirit of faith. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and if you need prayer, call our prayer line. We have licensed prayer ministers trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. You may want to get scriptures for praying for the elections in our nation. Call them and stand with us in prayer. Speak God's words of life and declare his promises with boldness. Join us again tomorrow. Brother Copeland will be back sharing more on God's words being spiritual containers of life. This is Spencer Nordyke, and I want to remind you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.